Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist, and my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. In two other recent podcasts, I recounted the depression recovery experience of Isabel and Rachel, not their real names, of course, who came to see me within a couple of weeks of each other towards the end of 2013. There are interesting lessons to be gleaned about both, as their similarities far outweigh their apparent differences. The first similarity is how high both scored at that first session, indicating the desperate extent of their distress. Isabel was the highest I have ever come across, and Rachel, though lower, signified a still severe level of distress. And their suffering was a classic depression of continual useless rumination and waking up completely exhausted, and so being literally at the end of their tether. The second common feature was that both were very capable women. Isabel was in her late 20s and Rachel was in her mid-40s, and both had many achievements to their name, could realistically expect to make further progress to live a life that worked, with relationships, work, and so on. Both also had overcome difficulties in their past. Neither had lived a charmed existence, nor was living in a world of any fantasy or delusion. Finally, neither had obvious big trauma or other issues, to use an awful word, that needed immediate repair. Of course, neither was perfect, but who is? And with neither did I get a strong sense that prior large-scale emotional repair work was needed. For both, the overwhelming problems were the slow and steady build-up of a life pressures that were in their different ways becoming overwhelming. And the fact that this was a new experience for both had reached the stage where it was adding to their mental and emotional exhaustion and constant rumination. How could this be happening to me? And what on earth can I do about it? And for both, it was very easy and helpful to transpose their difficulties into a lack of their essential emotional needs. Yes, human givens to the rescue. For both, recovery took the classic path. Well, classic for those who come to see me. So I took pressure off both by normalizing like mad. They both listened to my depression MP3, and only when they were feeling better, which was within a week or so, did we begin to look at the needs side of things. And then there were some differences. Isabel recovered very quickly, within a month, as there was action she could take around her work, which paid pretty instant dividends. For Rachel, it took longer. And I would say that it was 3 months before she was her old self, as there was more intractable difficulties to be dealt with around her work, physical health, and new living arrangements.